Well, good morning, everyone. We have a large crowd today in this rainy day. Glad you're all here. The Committee on Military Veterans Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, will you please call the roll?
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Torres. Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Collins.
Here.
Senator Pizzo.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much. Let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Collins.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a reminder again, as we always do, please silence any and all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Okay, please show tab 1SC for Senate Bill 494 and tab 2 Senate Bill 818 are currently temporarily postponed. So we'll be moving on to tab 4, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Angolia is going to be speaking to us about the drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Senator Angolia, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senators. Senators, as you know, the topic of national security and how it relates to the southern border is not a conversation that I am shy of. As we are faced with escalating threats posed by drug cartels, the United States finds itself at a critical juncture where bold measures must be taken to protect our security. In the most recent report from the USDA, the DEA, analysis of nationwide seizure data reveals DEA has successfully intercepted 50.6 million fentanyl pills and 10,500 pounds of fentanyl powder. DEA lab estimate that these seizures comprise 379 million potentially lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to affect the entire U.S. population as it stands. Drug cartels have claimed responsibility for the armed abduction and killing of Americans unapologetically. The cartels have been responsible for the smuggling, sexual exploitation, and abuse of men, women, and children. It's for the safety of Floridians and the safety of our friends, the safety of our families, that I ask for your support designating foreign drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. That is the bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions on the memorial? Are there any appearance forms? None. Is there any debate on this memorial? Seeing none, Senator Angolo, you are recognized to close on your memorial. Wave closed. Lois, please call the roll on SM 1020.
Senator Baxley.
Yes.
Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo.
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres. Chair Wright.
Yes. And by your vote, SM 1020 is reported favorably. Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to move right along to tab 3, SB 968, Spaceport Territory by Senator Claudiude. Senator Claudiude, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this legislation seeks to leverage Homestead Air Reserve Base and Tyndall Air Reserve Base into the Florida Spaceport System Territory. Spaceport will be able to create optionality for the industry and military, expanding regional development options. Through these new designations, Florida can attract more aerospace supply chain companies, boost the space transportation industry, enhance the state's national and global ranking, add new regions into the aerospace commerce ecosystem, and enhance the use of Space Florida's unmatched financial tools across the state. The growing aerospace industry has an exigent need for additional capacity, making these bases ideal candidates to introduce aerospace hubs across our state. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Senator. Are there any questions on our bill?
One question.
Senator Pizzo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, how are we paying for this? Money coming from FDOT?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question, Senator. Specifically, this bill would allow Tyndall Air Force Base and Homestead Air Reserve the ability to participate with FDOT dollars and to utilize the financial toolkit that Space Florida has available. It doesn't require, but it allows.
Okay.
Good. Any other questions? Is there any debate? Well, I think it's a great bill, and that's part of my debate. I think the state we need more opportunities for us to continue to support the space programs that we have in this state. Okay. Do we have any appearance forms? Yes, we do. Lindsay Pierce, would you like to speak? Are waving in support? Lindsay Pierce, thank you very much. Military Affairs, and she's with Space Florida, waving in support. Senator Claudio, you do recognize to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Thank you. Senator Claudio waves close. Lois, please call the roll on SB 968.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres? Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, SB 968 is reported favorably. Thank you. Okay. He does? Okay. Okay, we're going to go back. Senator Avila has decided to present his bills this morning. We'll take up tab one, S or CS for SB 494, Graduate Program Admissions by Senator Avila. And he's running here to get here.
No, Senator Collins.
Oh, I see. Senator Collins will be presenting on behalf. Here we go. Senator Collins, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Good morning, everybody. So SB 494, Graduate Programs Admissions. Many schools understand that military service provides current and previous service members a vast array of real-world leadership and decision-making opportunities. Our state is obviously at the forefront of enhancing educational opportunities. As service members transition out, many of them, when they leave military service and consider graduate school, inevitably realize how expensive and time-consuming the GMAT or GRE testing process can be. What SB 494 does is it requires institutions of higher education to waive certain examinations, such as the GMAT and GRE for service members and veterans who apply for admissions to a graduate program that require such examinations. That is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Collins. Are there any questions on the bill? There is one amendment.
That is correct.
Okay, let's take up the amendment, barcode 609192 by Senator Avila. Senator Collins, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. Amendment 609192, this amendment clarifies the definition of service members who can apply for the waiver. This was an older definition. It's been cleaned up to make this more broad.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms on the amendment? Okay. Is there any debate this morning on the amendment? Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
And I'll wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. Yay.
Yay.
Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Now back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms? No appearance forms on the bill as amended. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
I'd ask you to support this very good bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lois, please call the roll on CS for CS SB 494.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres? Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for CS SB 494 is reported favorably. Thank you very much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, tab two will be our next. Our next bill is SB 818 on military leave by Senator Avila. Senator Collins will be presenting on behalf of Senator Avila. So, Senator Collins, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair. SB 818, military leave. This bill amends sections of FS 115.09 and FS 115.14, leave of absence to officials and employees. These statutes allow National Guard and Reserve components of the U.S. Armed Forces that are employees of the state, counties, municipalities, or political subdivisions of the state to receive full pay for the first 30 days while performing active military service. What this specifically does is the change will clarify the original intent of the statutes while still protecting the military members' pay while in training and on deployments. That is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Collins. Is there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms? Yes, one, Mark Oglesby, waving in support. Thank you very much, Mark. Okay, is there any debate on the bill? No, seeing none, Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Yeah, I would ask you to support this very good bill. This is a very real issue with some of our National Guard and Reservists as they do come up from their current civilian positions and to go into active duty, whether it's training or for mission. So this makes a difference in that clerical aspect of it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Lois, would you please call the roll on SB 818?
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres? Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, SB for 818 is reported favorably. All right. We're almost there. Any senator wish to be recorded? I think they were all here. Is there any other business before the committee today? No. Okay. Senator Pizzo moves that we adjourn. Seeing any opposition? None. Motion adopted. We're adjourned.